give a lot of credit to our offense tonight. I thought, you know, they scored early, they scored often, they continued to put the pressure on Louisville, and they did a really nice job, you know, battling against every pitcher that they saw tonight. Ton of respect for Louisville. They fought so hard tonight. What a quality program, and a lot of respect for what they did tonight.
Questions?
Coach, you mentioned that early offense, 3 home runs in the first 4 batters. What does that do for a team, just getting off to the playoffs like that?
Yeah, unbelievable momentum, and unbelievable to have our leadoff hitter go out and set the table for us like that. I mean, can't ask for much more than that performance right there.
Later in the game, the offense kind of came through manufacturing runs, that big 5-run inning. Can you talk about putting things together the way you did in that inning, any of the players?
We just focus a lot in buying into the plan that the coaches give us and just kind of feeding off of each other, putting our trust in everyone before and after us, and having confidence that if we don't get it done, they will. So I know that that helps me personally, just staying up and knowing that the person behind me is going to get it done. So a lot of credit to everyone in the lineup. They did great tonight.
And a lot of credit to our coaches for having us prepared for every specific pitcher that came in. You know, we saw 3 different pitchers, and to have a plan every time we were going up was a real confidence booster in that aspect, too.
You mentioned that. How do you prepare for a team knowing they're on your schedule for, like, 4 days, you know, in the playoff scenario?
Well, luckily we have Coach Serena, who can throw pretty much any type of pitch we need, and Lance McMahon, one of our GAs, helps out, too. So we see a lot of, like, live action situations in practice a lot of days before the game.
Can you speak about what it's like to have a 4-double game in the tournament to start off?
She had 4 doubles.
I noticed that. Yeah. I just credit that to our preparation we had. You know, we started on Monday knowing we were going to work outside a lot more, curveball, drop ball out. So a lot of credit goes to Coach Thompson and the hitting staff right there.
Coach, the national anthem for you guys got off to a little bit of a shaky start. Can you talk about what just happened there? It was kind of funny.
The national anthem?
When you guys all ran on the field.
Oh, I think they just spent a little too long down at the fence in their little huddle. It's a very different warm-up timeline than we're used to. The SEC protocol is very, very different. Almost night and day different. So, you know, I think just getting them used to this and getting them used to the NCAA timeline. I'm not sure if the other conferences here are similar to this timeline, but a lot of dead time, a lot of downtime in it, so trying to occupy ourselves and I think, you know, just rushing in a few things at the end.
Have you already started preparing for Arizona or Boston?
Not particularly. We try to take it one game at a time, and, you know, we'll do our homework here. We have some work to do still. You know, we knew what types of pitchers all 3 teams had, so, you know, we threw some things in there for them so they would be ready, you know, for whatever scenario they were faced with. But honestly, right now, we were concerned with beating a really quality Louisville team.
Anything else? Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.